It's here and now. South Florida is dealing with an unusual crime wave. Thieves stealing gasoline and diesel fuel from gas stations in broad daylight. The thieves are using a siphoning scheme and then storing the fuel in the back of their car. Joining us now is John Peach, Vice President of Operations for Victory Petroleum, which owns and operates almost 200 gas stations in and around Miami-Dade County. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, how exactly does this scheme work?
Sure. So these people who operate in organized crime essentially identify properties that they target as places where they can steal fuel from. They pull up above our tank field. It's usually a 2 to 3 man operation involving at least 2 cars. And they compromise the lock on our tank field, which is where the underground storage tanks sit.
This is right on top of the parking lot where you would pull in to get your gas.
Yes, sir. Correct. While the person who is in the car that actually performs the siphoning is going about the act of siphoning, they usually have 1 to 2 people inside of the convenience store who keep an eye on our employees and our control systems to make sure that nothing identifies that the crime is going on. And the car, which has a false floorboard, removes the floorboard. They break the lock that sits on top of the underground storage tank, and they drop a siphon pump down into either the diesel or the gasoline tank, which is hooked up to a motor on the car battery, and they turn on the motor, and they can take anywhere from, we've seen 70 up to 600 gallons in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes, and no one notices?
We do notice. We've had instances where our employees have noticed that this was going on. Again, we do have control points in place that identify when things like this happen. We have security systems, cameras. We have alarms that monitor the tank levels. With the product underground, so that if product is leaving the tanks in a manner other than going out of the pump, the hose, into somebody's car, an alarm would go off. And obviously our employees just have general awareness where they're looking outside to see what's going on. But again, these people are operating an organized crime, so it's tough to have your employees stop this. It's really a job for the local police department to do.
And then they take this gas or this diesel and they try to resell it on the black market. What is the black market for gas and diesel? How do you even do that?
Sure. So what they do is after they steal the product from a retail gas property, like the ones that my company owns and operates, they transport it to wherever it is that they resell it. I'd be speculating if I told you that I knew where they resold it. It's our assumption that they sell it for under market value, because if they were selling this at retail, this market wouldn't exist.
How much are you losing overall, and how much can they make on this?
We're losing tens of thousands of dollars, and other companies in the industry down here in South Florida, Central Florida, and I would speculate, but probably other parts of the country are also losing as much money.
And do you have any sense of how much they can make reselling it?
I don't, but it's my guess that it's a thriving business. We have seen an uptick in this type of organized crime as the price of the commodity has risen. Probably starting back in October or November, we had a measurable increase of this kind of crime. Obviously, we represent a cross sample of the larger industry down here in South Florida, but our sample size is pretty appropriate in the sense that we're in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Naples, which represents most of South Florida. And we've had properties that have been siphoned all over our geography. Also interesting to point out here that this used to be exclusive to diesel, and in recent months we have actually had our first instance of people siphoning gasoline from us.
Well, and I want to ask you about that, because you say that having gasoline sitting in the back of a car is actually more dangerous than with diesel, right?
Yes, sir. Gasoline is more explosive. That's correct.
And what would it take to cause an explosion? It's not just like driving around with a tank of gas in your car in the fuel tank. This is much more likely to be ignited by even a small spark, right?
Yeah, so a couple things to point out here. So the gas station environment, the retail gas environment, is a pretty well-controlled and secured, what I would refer to as a closed-loop environment. So a truck brings product from a port, a rack, a terminal, and then drops it in an underground storage tank. And then when they drop product into the underground storage tank, they recover the vapors that are sitting underground where the product used to be. So in a perfect environment, this is a closed-loop circuit. When somebody introduces the act of siphoning into this environment without equipment like a gasoline tanker or a truck to recapture vapor, right there is where the problem begins. These people are operating siphon motors that we assume operate off the battery of their car. And we are also operating under the assumption that they don't ground their vehicle properly. So this environment creates static electricity concerns, not to mention just general concerns of motors operating over 5, 8, 10,000 gallons of gasoline or diesel. Very concerning. In addition to that, when you think about the gas tank or diesel tank on your automobile or my automobile, it's logically placed. There was a reason that the automobile manufacturer put it where they put it on the car to make sure that in the event of an automobile accident, the least problems could develop. And these people have, you know, 70 to 600 gallons of gasoline or diesel basically sitting in a very unsecured and illogically placed drum in the back of their car. So a common automobile accident would be very dangerous.
You think you'll be able to catch all the people that are doing this?
People get caught from time to time. If you look in the news and do a Google search, for instance, you'll see that this kind of organized crime has existed for a while. From time to time, these people do get caught. Sometimes they get caught just in routine traffic stops. Other times, local law enforcement agencies see a case through. But again, our concern in this is it's really threefold. The act of siphoning, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to our customers. The act of transporting non-secured fuel on our city streets, it's dangerous. You think about your friends, your family, possibly getting in an automobile accident with one of these siphoning vans. And then reselling fuel. You know, fuel is obviously a regulated industry, and you think about what they might be doing with the fuel before they turn around and resell it into automobiles. Again, those vehicles driving our city streets is concerning.
Now, gas prices are going up a little bit right now, but they've held relatively steady for some time. Do you think this is just about the fact that gas is more expensive?
No, I don't necessarily think it's just about the fact that gas and or diesel has gotten more expensive. I think that these criminals have gotten more brazen over time with their success in procuring product from properties like ours in this manner. It used to be exclusive to nighttime and properties off the city grid. Now they're doing it during daytime at properties that are deep in the city grid and highly visible. And I think with their success has come a more thriving market to turn around and resell this product.
That's John Peach, Vice President of Operations for Victory Petroleum in South Florida. It operates almost 200 gas stations in and around Miami-Dade. John, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.
And by the way, according to AAA, today the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.64. A year ago, it was $3.57. This is Here and Now.